This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. More of your phone calls coming up. NBA draft night tonight. One trade fell through, but then the Wizards, Celtics, Memphis Grizzlies brought it back to life, and Kristaps Porzingis is in Boston right now, and Marcus Smart is in Memphis. Ty Jones is in Washington, if you're keeping score, and a couple of draft picks are in there. Imagine you give up Porzingis and Bradley Beal, and I don't know if you got one first-round draft pick out of all of that. If you're trying to do what Oklahoma City has done, you haven't done a very good job. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. It's little things sometimes that we look back upon. You have big ticket items. Obviously, you had Scoot Henderson, Brandon Miller, and of course Victor Wembanyama, that we focused on those players, certainly Victor Wembanyama. I don't know if you were aware of what the Denver Nuggets did yesterday. Probably not. They acquired picks 29 and 32 via the Indiana Pacers. So that gives them three picks inside the top 35 of this year's draft. Now, the draft isn't as deep in NBA as it is in other sports. But these are rounds one and two. That's all it is. Second round picks cost very little against the league's salary cap. And the Nuggets can keep their core intact. And maybe they, strike pay dirt. Keep in mind, Christian Brown was 21st overall pick last season, and he logged some valuable minutes, even scored 15 in game three of the finals. You know, the hit rate on late first-round picks or second-round picks, not promising, but last night, that deal, maybe a minor move that keeps Denver in contention for years to come. It's small things. We tend to focus on the shiny things. When you're drafting in the NFL, oh, did we get a quarterback or did we get a wide receiver? Did we get an edge rusher? Meanwhile, you get a run stopper. Nobody cares about that. And you got a center who's going to play for the next 10 years. But we're not excited about that. And that's how you win. As great as Patrick Mahomes has been, what happened when he didn't have an offensive line? He got crushed by Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. But you get these players, and then all of a sudden you kind of put them in, and then you don't even think about that anymore. Tampa didn't have a good offensive line when Tom Brady got to town. They made the offensive line better. They ended up winning a Super Bowl. You got to have Joe Burrow didn't have a good offensive line. Got a good offensive line. They go to the Super Bowl. You have to have those players. And it's not exciting. Nobody loves to talk about it. It's like when you go to the NFL draft and your team takes an offensive lineman and the ESPN camera is on you. And you're going crazy. Well, you're only going crazy because the camera's on you, not because of the offensive lineman you took out of NC State. But these are the pieces that help you become a champion. You got to have a great player or two great players, great quarterback. Yes, you have to have those. But you have to have these pieces that fit, that make everything else work. Yeah, pulling.
Chiefs are the best example. Tyreek Hill was a fifth-round draft choice. Go back, was it Isaiah Pacheco, the running back?
Seventh round.
That's basically a free agent. They're paying him nothing to do, and he's got a guaranteed contract. They don't have to pay him.
Travis Kelce.
I think third round.
I think so.
Yeah, third round. He was
out of Cincinnati.
Yeah. He was the fifth tight end taken.
You have to have these pieces that help make the better players even better. And yes, you have to have depth. You know, for everybody who says you don't need depth in the NBA, well, you do if you have a roster like the Suns do of guys who get injured. Because it's going to happen. It's not a question of if, but when these players get hurt. Bradley Beal or Kevin Durant. You know, Devin Booker last year. You have to have those players that you can put in and you can somehow ride out the storm. It doesn't mean, you know, you have to have those pieces to win a championship, but it's a long season. And look at Denver's roster. And if you can add a couple of guys who are not going to cost you much, you still keep your stars in place, and now you get even more depth there. And you take some time away from those players during the regular season. We talk about load management. If you have good enough players, then you don't have to play your stars 38 minutes, 39 minutes a night. And that became really important for the Lakers because they were top heavy. Now if I get guys who can play, maybe LeBron can rest a little bit more. And the minutes add up. So you can have load management while you're still playing. And I think that's really important. I think Denver quietly went about strengthening their roster last time. All right, so NBA draft coming up tonight. Poll question for the final hour is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Dan, we've had two of them up there so far.
Okay.
We had you would buy stock in Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, Victor Wembanyama. I'm just going to take me a long time to get those word syllables out. Right now, 60% would buy stock in Victor, followed by Caleb Williams. Bryce Young not getting much love in that.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I think it was the right draft pick for them. I just don't know how much of an upside is going to be there for somebody who maybe doesn't do one thing great. I think he's, you know, very smart quarterback, and he seems like a natural-born leader for them, but... Man, I go back to, is he a right-handed Tua, you know, just size-wise? And, of course, both playing at Alabama, but I'm just, that would be my concern there. You can learn how to fall as Tua is, but the defensive player decides how you fall. If I do jiu-jitsu, then maybe I can decide.
It's an interesting concept, though, that he's taken the, right, that he dove into jiu-jitsu to figure out how to use that force.
Yeah, but it's not like it's just him falling. Somebody is going to make him fall.
Right, but that's the whole point of jiu-jitsu, right?
Yeah, but if somebody is 6'5", 280 pounds, and they're slinging me around, then it doesn't matter.
Go with it.
Like, I can't go, okay, I'm falling, jiu-jitsu, okay.
I'm falling, jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. By the way, did you see where Mark Zuckerberg has challenged Elon Musk to a cage match?
You mean like MMA-ish?
I don't know if it's MMA or jiu-jitsu, but I love that. First one to get their hair pulled off is going to be awesome.
Yeah, he went. Go, yeah, send me the location.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
Yes. Mark Zuckerberg calling out Elon Musk via Twitter. Yes, Paulie?
Yeah, I can't tell who called out whom. But Zuckerberg says it's go time. Send me the location.
Musk called out Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Well, I got some information, some background in case we had the story. Zuckerberg's been lifting for the past about 4 years. He's on the Jeff Bezos plan where I got nothing left to do. Might as well lift.
Well, he doesn't look like Jeff Bezos.
No, but I'll tell you, Zuckerberg is getting there. The haircut's not good. The guns are good.
Okay. Bezos, Elon Musk, and Mark Zuckerberg.
Musk is doughy.
In the cage. Who comes out?
I don't think Elon Musk is beating anybody up.
I don't think so either.
Not even close.
I don't think so.
To recharge his batteries between rounds. Mm-hmm. Get it? Musk. Recharge. Tesla.
Is he going to have a long extension cord attached to him?
I think Zuckerberg's got nerd energy, though. Like people who
was
picked
Jeff
on.
Jeff Bezos was the nerd guy.
He was?
Yeah, I think that's one of those where the guy all of a sudden wakes up and he's like, damn, I'm really rich. I can do whatever I want in the world. Then he started, pumping iron. Next thing you know, got a beautiful woman on his side.
Tail of the tape, Elon Musk, 51, Mark Zuckerberg, 39. I don't have reach or hand size.
Well, no, what about Bezos?
Bezos, he's older, but definitely the bigger of the three.
Yeah, Bezos, he's kind of jacked there.
See, if I had that kind of money, I would be like, U.S. government, turn me into Jason Bourne. And be like, all right, who wants to fight?
You'd have a chip implanted in you?
I don't know if I'd have a chip implanted in me, but make sure that I have all those skills without any of the crazy. That's what I would do.
Okay. Are there odds on this fight, Paulie?
Yeah, a couple sites have Zuckerberg minus 500, Musk plus 300. That's an 83% chance that Zuckerberg wins the fight.
Jeff Bezos, by the way, 5'7".
Yeah, but you know, wrestlers, it's not how tall you are.
Ground and pound.
Yeah, yeah. I want to look at your ears. If your ears are all disfigured, then I would never mess with. You go into a bar, you see somebody with disfigured ears, don't mess with them.
I once said that to my son. I was on the train once, the subway. And I was like, buddy, you see that dude's ears? Yeah, don't ever mess with a dude like that.
His ears all like a cauliflower.
His ears are all cauliflower. Oh, yeah. I was just like, that means that dude could fight. Don't fight guys like that.
Yes, yes, Marv.
You said Bezos is 5'7"?
Yeah.
I'm not trying anybody short. You don't, those short guys?
Leverage.
They've always been tried. Somebody's always tried them their entire lives.
I don't know if anybody tried Jeff Bezos.
5'7"?
I don't know.
But he wasn't jacked until about 10 years.
I don't think anybody knew anything about him.
I'm just talking about like growing up, like short people. Look at any short NBA player, NFL player.
Yeah.
Try them.
Yeah.
See what happens. Act up. See what happens.
Yes, see.
We're getting a stay in our lane from the.
Oh, my God. The MMA group?
From the hand to hand combat community. You guys are describing judo, not jujitsu. Okay, whatever.
The good thing is we don't care about either.
Did Mark
equally?
Did Mark Zuckerberg? He's proficient in jujitsu or in judo? And then is Tua Tagovailoa able to fall because he's taking jujitsu? I can't keep track.
I don't know, but if he's supposed to be taking judo, he's in big trouble.
Yes, Paul.
I think Zuckerberg is proficient in coding, and jujitsu is on the side. Yeah, I don't have. Jeff Bezos, I don't have a lot of sports in his background, looking back to his childhood.
Yeah, I think these are the nerds that all of a sudden woke up and they got all the money, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, I can have that woman? Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
she loves you.
Guess
for
what?
You.
Now
she
I
loves
can fight
you for
too.
You.
Now I can fight.
Yeah.
I hired Steven Seagal himself to teach me
how
to fight.
Yes. Steven Seagal.
Half past dead.
Yeah. Always three words. Three words in the title.
Half past dead.
Yes.
Out for justice.
Yes. Yeah. Steven Seagal always.
Hard no way out.
Hard to kill.
No way out. Yeah. And then Liam Neeson picked up on that in a couple of his movies. Got to have just three words in there. Don't confuse people.
Dan, we're getting a stay in our lane from the Jean-Claude Van Damme. No.
Am I still in stay in my lane with Southern Rock people, or are we past that?
No. We're not past that at all. So, let me see. What was the one I just saw? Somebody tell Dan that Green Grass and High Tides was sang by the Outlaws.
Outlaws?
So did Marshall Tucker cover that?
Marshall Tucker Band?
Pauly G's not having
any
of it.
Hey, E-me.
Marshall Tucker Band was basically formed in 72. Molly Hatchet in 70. So Hatchet in the prime in the 80s are confusing time periods.
Yeah. All I know is Molly Hatchet, when they first broke, I think it was Flirting with Disaster. And I'm going to guess that was in the late 70s, perhaps?
You know, it's supposed to be a great trip.
Yeah.
If you fly into Memphis and then just take, I think, like, just within an hour or two outside of there is, like, Muscle Shoals, like, all of that stuff. You can basically go to the birthplace of so much music.
Yeah.
Just a short ride right outside of Memphis. That's supposed to be pretty incredible. You take a week or so doing that.
All right. Thanks for keeping me honest on the Outlaws, Green Grass, and High Tides. But Marsh Tucker, can't you see?
What the hell, mama?
Yes, Paul.
First 10 Steven Seagal movies, just to recap, Above the Law, Hard to Kill, Mark for Death, Out for Justice, On Deadly Ground, Under Siege, Executive Decision, Fire Down Below.
Outlier Executive Decision.
Exit Wounds, Half Past Dead, Out for a Kill, which is not...
Not the same
hard
as
to kill.
Hard to Kill.
It's a wholly different movie. Belly of the Beast, Out of Reach, Into the Sun, Today You Die, Mercenary for Justice, Flight of Fury.
make sure you vote for Marvin's playlist, the cookout playlist, if you would like to vote for Yacht Rock or Southern Rock or Kid Rock, Soft Rock.
Punk Rock.
Punk Rock. Yes, Marv.
Besides Christopher Cross Sailing, what else is in the Yacht Rock category?
Yes, Paul.
Kenny Loggins would be an alpha dog in the Yacht Rock community. Any Kenny Loggins?
Even though Loggins and Messina.
Sure. That's first ballot.
Yeah, but Kenny Loggins, I'm all right.
He has pop hits. But
yeah, but that's not Yacht Rock.
I put Steely Dan in there.
Steely Dan could go Yacht Rock. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Stay in your vessel. That's what they're saying.
Oh, is that what they're telling me? Stay in my vessel. All right, fair enough. Fair enough. I might have made a mistake on Green Grass and High Tides, but nobody can refute Southern Rock, Dwayne Allman and the Allman Brothers. Yes, Todd.
We throw the Doobie Brothers into Yacht Rock. Some Hall & Oates gets mixed in there a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah, Michael McDonald, sure.
Yeah, I guess.
Michael McDonald, man.
I haven't been on a yacht. I don't know what they play on Yacht Rock. Why do they call it Yacht Rock?
Rupert Holmes.
Rupert Holmes? Wasn't he in...
Escape.
What? Pina Colada song.
Pina Colada song.
Oh, God. Okay.
I sound like making love.
No. Let's take a break. We'll take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Year 5 of the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, Full Sail University. Got to see this program come to life, and it's as rewarding as anything I've ever done in my career. Because you're changing lives. We're getting students who graduate. They go through the program, hands-on practical experience. When they graduate, they're ready for a job. We got grads working all over the country, in television, in front of the camera, behind the camera, L.A., Philadelphia, smaller markets as well. But we're there to help you get that first job, and then we're always going to be there for you. That's my guarantee. At Full Sail University, earn your bachelor's degree in about half the time, as short as 20 months. And you could earn it online or Full Sail's beautiful campus in Orlando, Florida. To learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. You're going to get hands-on experience, put you on camera, behind a camera, directing, producing, reporting. fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. We hope to hear from you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com /Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Sure, wheelhouse there, Todd.
Love it.
Yacht Rock.
The best.
Got this email from Grandview Heights, Ohio. Dan, Molly Hatchet formed in Jacksonville, 1971. The Allman Brothers released their first album in 1969. Lynyrd Skynyrd, 1973. Molly Hatchet never as popular as the other Southern rock bands, but they were most definitely one of the early pioneers. Okay, but the pioneer, the founding fathers, the Allman Brothers. There's no argument. Why did you give me Yacht Rock here, Todd?
Just found some good songs, some musicians, in case we left anybody out, in case Yacht Rock ends up being the winner.
All right. So Christopher Cross, that's a one seed. Toto, Hall & Oates, Steely Dan, Pablo Cruz.
Who's that?
Pablo Cruz, Love Will Find a Way. You've heard of him. You've heard the song.
Okay.
You probably haven't heard much more than that. But Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers, sure. All right.
Baby Come Back was strong by Claire.
Baby Come Back.
You could blame it all on me.
Thank you, Todd.
No.
Right. So, so Yacht Rock. Okay.
It's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
Big day. Get ready. Oh, wait, no, actually, tomorrow's going to be Southern Rock. Never mind.
Yeah, Southern Rock.
Unless Yacht Rock makes a big late push here, final 11th hour.
Ambrosia. Here's some honorable mentions.
Ambrosia.
Boz Scaggs, the Lido Shuffle. Eddie Money, Two Tickets to Paradise. What else is in here? Billy Ocean. Oh, Caribbean Queen. Yeah, Todd, that's you.
You took by me and painted on jeans. She said I was the kind of
chick. Okay, here we go.
Caribbean Queen.
10 years ago today, Marvin got married.
Yeah.
And 10 years later, you're still married.
Hey, let's do it.
Yeah.
Still married.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, big dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Some trivia.
Just you and your wife?
You guys going to quiz each other about important events in your life? And
No. Hell no. It's going to be like 90s trivia. We're going to some bar.
Hey, Dan, you know how you know you've been married for 10 years? You go to trivia night on your anniversary.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing else. Like a fancy dinner.
Yeah. Maybe get some wings.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot more fun.
They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more. MBUSA.com. Ben in Michigan. Hey, Ben, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Danny. Thanks for letting me back on the show, guys. I got to say, I've been with you since the ESPN radio days, so 20-plus years, and your philosophy of treat every day like the Super Bowl pays off, because while the lineup has changed over the years, there's no better show than right now with the crew that you have, with the people on. Marvin, I love you. Glad you got a promo. And welcome.
All right. Well, thank you, Ben.
Got a couple of a recommendation for Southern Rock, maybe a little bit more obscure, not quite as front and center as some of the bands that have been mentioned. And sorry, Marvin, no dig at you, buddy, but instead of Little Hands, I strongly recommend Little Feet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fat Man in the Bathtub with the Blues. What was that, Lowell George? Does that sound right? The lead singer of Little Feet? They had a great sound to them. And then there's another band, the Radiators, who sounded a little bit like Little Feet. Yes, Paulie.
Lowell George, lead singer of the
passed
Radiators.
Passed away.
Yeah, Little Feet.
Yes. Yeah. Fat Man in the Bathtub.
From Los Angeles.
With the Blues. Mike in California. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mike.
5'8" and ever softening 185. And I want to agree with you on the Allman Brothers.
Okay.
They are the Southern rock band. I saw Molly Hatchet in the Outlaws when I was in high school. It was like one long song.
Just okay.
Unwatchable.
Okay.
And for a future playlist, like a 4th of July thing, maybe Ray Charles, America the Beautiful. And then if you could get a recording of Marvin Gaye doing the national anthem at the 1983 NBA All-Star Game.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Was that in Philadelphia with Marvin Gaye?
I thought it was Los Angeles, but I got you.
Okay, maybe it was. Yeah. LA or Philly? Carl in Alabama. Hi, Carl. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got two things. I got what I think is a great nickname or kind of a nickname for Victor Wembanyama. I'm a longtime Spurs fan, and I hope that his addition turns out to be fortuitous. And I think, Victor, all I do is whim. Wembanyama.
All right. Thank you, Carl. By the way, I said that Victor Wembanyama will have at least one game where he has 10 block shots in that game. Rookies with at least 10 block shots in a game since 1982. Manute Bol did it 5 times. David Robinson 3 times. Mark Eaton 2 times. Josh Smith, Dikembe Mutombo, and Ralph Sampson. It's the band Twiddle. Stat of the Day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yeah, he's gonna have a couple of games where he has at least 10 block shots. Vinny in San Antonio. Hi, Vinny.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. 6 foot, 223 pounds. I like to throw out a nickname for Victor. Seeing as how a lot of the greats just go with their first and last initial, you know, kind of like the DP and or the KD, TB. I'd like to recommend VW, but let's put a little twist on it. Since this is going to become the town of Dubs again, let's just go straight up V-Dub. And I would hope that his agent is listening, or maybe you could put me in touch.
Oh,
I'd like to put a spin on this and line him up with Volkswagen. Maybe he can do what LeBron did for Kia.
Well, I think Blake Griffin did a lot for Kia when he jumped over the car. What was it, Shaq and Tiger, they drove Buicks? And I went, okay, they may drive Buicks when they're paid to drive Buicks. It's like, okay, how about we go cross-country, Tiger? What are you driving? Well, I'm going to drive my Buick. Okay. I'm going to drive my Mercedes. I think I'll have a little more comfort than you do. Yes, Paul.
I love the Buick commercial where Shaq's getting in the car and it's like no problem whatsoever. I would love to see the making of that commercial. Getting Shaq in the car.
Yeah.
You know, like getting him out of the car.
Yeah, it might be harder. Jaws of life to get him out of the car. Eric in Illinois. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Dan, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
5'7", 160, we'll say.
All right.
Wingspan, 5 foot. So I got a Victor nickname. Just real quick, I'm going to go through the analysis behind this. Joker, I think that's a natural progression from just the phonics and the spelling.
Yeah.
Then we have the Giannis, which is the Greek freak. Last name's not really relatable or rhymable. Wembanyama, similar situation, also a foreign person. He is from France, so he's French. So my suggestion would be the French mensch.
French mensch. Okay. Fritzy, that's Yiddish, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be like a good person, a kind person. You do nice things for others, you're a mensch.
French mensch. Okay.
Not the most intimidating.
No, I don't think I'm that worried about going in the lane. You're not going in there against the French mensch. Yes, he.
Here, let me get the door for you. Oh, thanks.
Need a ride to the airport?
I know. I blocked your shot, but hey, good effort.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just because I'm so tall. Just don't take offense to it. Oh, what a nice guy.
Yeah.
French mensch.
Yeah. Blocked my shot, but really, he said he was sorry.
He like made me feel good about myself at the same time. Just like he is just such a nice guy.
Bob in Dayton. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Great.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, I'm old enough to remember you playing Greengrass and High Tides when you were at WVUD.
That is true.
But I wanted to say you're correct on Molly Hatchet, and my reasoning is that Charlie Daniels doesn't mention them in his song "The South's Gonna Do It Again." He mentions about everybody else, but he doesn't mention Molly Hatchet. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. WVUD was the campus radio station at the University of Dayton. I did 10 to 1 every night.
Oh.
Yeah. And I had an 8 a.m. class the next morning.
How'd that work out?
It didn't work out well. Did not work out well. Almost didn't graduate. You got to go to those classes, just to let you know. And I got a D+ by Professor Larry Lane. Could have easily given me a F.
But Lawrence came through.
Yes, he did.
That gets you a piece of paper, though, right?
Yes, it did. C's get degrees. D's get degrees.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Did you say you're allowed to have visitors during that shift? Like, you know, the girls hear that sexy voice. They know where the station is, and they're just waiting outside. Maybe you can...
Well, no, this was the campus radio station. This is different than when I worked at WTUE, Dayton's Best Rock and Roll. That's when I worked weekends, overnight, and you weren't supposed to have anybody in the studio.
And you follow that policy?
I was just going to say.
By choice or not by choice?
Not by choice. It's like, man, I think I'm killing it here. Here's Skynyrd at WTUA.
Can't see anybody in the parking lot showing up to say hi to me.
No, but then there was the one time that a girl showed up, and I looked out the window, and she looked in the window, and then we decided it was best that she wasn't good looking, and neither was I. Yeah. That's why, you know, with radio, the magic of radio, you're like, man, that guy's got a voice, or she's got a wonderful voice. Yes, Mark.
Have you ever been approached to do music radio again, like in the music format?
No. I'd love to do it maybe for a shift where you do like classic vinyl.
Deep voice Danny?
Yeah. You just let people know what kind of music you'd probably play. I like Alan Hunter. I listen to Alan Hunter. I think he does classic Rewind. He used to be on MTV.
He's like one of the original DJs, right?
Yeah. But I like him. He's very conversational. Does a very good job.
Deep voice Danny?
Yeah.
Back?
Oh, yeah. I definitely have a better voice.
Like, here's 50 Cent with Candy Shop.
No. It wouldn't be that. No.
What do you mean?
Well, no, I'm doing classic vinyl.
There's Get Rich or Die Trying on vinyl.
I know, but this is my wheelhouse. It's classic vinyl.
Get Rich or Die Trying is a classic.
But it's not classic vinyl. Yes, Todd.
Who's the one that talks like this, like she just smoked too many cigarettes?
That's Nina Blackwood.
Nina Blackwood.
Yeah, they're still all on air on the 80s channel.
Yes. I think we lost JJ.
JJ Jackson.
Yes, a few years ago.
Martha Quinn's still doing it?
Yeah.
Nina Blackwood.
Martha Quinn.
Who's the one who talks like this?
Yeah.
Mark Goodman.
When we come back, a little Toto for you. Excuse me. It's a great song. Moving up the charts six
all
notches.
Marge Simpson.
She
has a very Marge Simpson kind of sound to her.
She might have a condition, Todd.
Nah, don't let that stop a good bit.
Then I feel bad.
Hey, Kiss on My Lips. This is great. Yeah. Love that song. Oh, homie.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
They're watching you, those private eyes, back after this.
Yeah. anything else that needs to be mentioned? Oh, by the way, DraftKings, nobody asked for this, except for me. Odds to be the lowest scoring NFL team this season. Okay? That's what you do on radio when you let people know you have a piece of paper. Yeah, got it right here.
Theater of the mind.
Yes. They're going, oh, my gosh, that sounds like somebody who is waving a piece of paper.
Just grab that paper. It's this information.
Oh, I can picture that in my mind. You can also watch on Peacock. You don't have to do that. Yes, Paul?
I'm going to go with are we guessing?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with the Houston Texans.
Houston Texans, you would be wrong. They are third on the list.
Oh, good for them.
Tied for third on the list. Todd, lowest scoring team in the NFL this season, the odds according to DraftKings.
I'm going to go with the Titans.
The Titans? No? Todd? Not even in the top five.
Really?
Yeah. Seat no counter.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Bloop.
That makes sense.
Huh. All right. Yep.
Nailed it.
Second on the list. Marvin?
Carolina Panthers?
Nope, not in the top five.
Jacksonville Jaguars?
No. They have...
oh, no, they're actually good.
They have a new quarterback this year.
The Colts.
No, they're tied for third.
Oh.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, dang.
Should have gotten that one.
Dang.
Okay, so Arizona and then Tampa Bay. Three teams are tied for third, lowest scoring teams in the NFL this season. And one of the teams might win their division. New quarterback. Marv?
The Falcons?
No.
The Falcons?
Falcons, as McLovin always said. Fritzy?
I don't know. I was going to guess the Commanders, but that's
Commanders. They're after this. They're fourth place. New quarterback. They could win their division. Paulie.
The Saints.
Nope. Good guess. Seton.
Jets.
No. The Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Tied. There's Cardinals, Tampa Bay, then it's Texans, Colts, and Packers tied, and then the Commanders.
I mean, what if he's good?
Here's one for you. Who was the lowest scoring team in football last season? Scored the fewest amount of points for the total season.
Yes, Todd.
I got to think Denver's very up there.
Up there so much that they won.
Yay!
287 points.
Yeah, you did it. You did it, Todd.
That's right.
Congratulations.
They won one in a row to end the season.
Yeah.
That's something to build on.
But Russ is in shape. He's lean and mean.
Sean Payne's going to fix him.
Let's ride. I wouldn't have put out that workout video. Unless he was paid to put out that workout video.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, Todd.
They could win 10 games in a row. They still shouldn't put out that workout video. There's just no need for that at all after the egg that they laid last year.
Yeah, but he's getting paid to put that out. Isn't there some kind of performance drink? Like that's what that is.
Yeah, that went very well with Subway. When
Subway was terrible. And the first time I saw that, I came in the next day and I go, I think I saw something I'm not supposed to see. Like they somehow put a commercial in that's not a commercial. And it was like outtakes. I truly thought that they had Russell Wilson eating a sandwich and it was an outtake of an actual commercial. And then I realized somebody actually thought, yeah, this would be really cool. Russ mic'd up eating a sandwich with his mouth open.
When did he host Saturday Night Live? Is that some kind of skit? I didn't realize he was hosting SNL.
Yeah, Paul.
Here's a weird thing. NFC North last year, the Detroit Lions were 9-8. They outscored their opponents on the season by 26 points. The Vikings were 13-4, and they were outscored on the season by 3 points.
Yeah.
Very weird.
You're big on point differential.
I think point differential is how you tell how good a team is.
What about run differential in baseball?
Yeah. Like the Padres are in fourth.
They score a lot of runs.
Yeah, they give up. Like the Reds.
But that's still run differential. The Reds don't score a lot.
Right. The Reds are 40-35, but they've been outscored by 14 runs this year. So how much do you believe in? The streak is cool.
Weren't we promised a home run or two yesterday at this time?
Joey Votto.
Yeah, Joey Votto.
He did get hit by a pitch twice.
Okay. The odds of getting hit by a pitch or the odds of hitting two home runs in a game? What are the longer odds that you could get hit twice in a game or you could hit two home runs? Let's take a break. Unless you have the odds, Paulie.
No.
Okay. Can we get the odds? Okay, maybe not. Okay.
I can make them up, though.
Okay.
No problem.
How about we take a break? Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. 10 years ago, we were in Milwaukee for the sausage races. McLovin ended up winning. Fritzy came in last. And then, of course, the drama ensued where Fritzy couldn't get out of his sausage casing.
Sausage casing.
Ten years ago today, when Marvin was getting married, we were doing the sausage race in Milwaukee. Who had a better day?
Oh. Marvin can't answer that.
He can.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Marv.
Mine was at least better than Fritzy's.
Yeah, you went by a landslide on that one.
Yeah. I mean, we did have a great day.
We did.
I mean, I don't know how good your wedding was, but we had a great day in Milwaukee.
Didn't Todd also throw out the first pitch at that game?
Yes, he did.
And he was wearing a cut-off sleeveless shirt and a hat with
a GoPro. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, looking back on some of that video, I probably would have chosen a different top than that.
Yes.
I don't know who I thought I was.
I don't think guys wear tops.
Well, the sleeveless shirts, I should have gone with a dark color, two sizes bigger, then it would have been fine.
Well, they had asked me to throw out the first pitch, and I thought, that's not good content. Fritzy.
I thought I was so lucky that day.
No, didn't we do this? Didn't we all put our names in a hat? Paulie goes, hey, how about we just put all of our names in a hat? And we decided that we wrote Fritzy's name on all of them. And then I go, all right. And the person who's going to throw out the first, Fritzy, you're going to throw out the first pitch.
To this day, I don't know if that's a thoughtful gesture or just absolutely mean content.
I think Paulie was rooting for something bad to happen.
Oh, well, I knew something bad was going to happen, but I also thought Fritzy would appreciate throwing out the first pitch the most.
I loved it. But just what I was wearing alone was a disaster, regardless of how the pitch was going to go.
It was hot. Do you have the odds of getting hit by a pitch twice in a game or hitting two home runs in a game?
Our buddy Tuvi sent this in.
John Tuvi.
Which do you think is more likely, getting hit by a pitch twice or parking two home runs?
I would say the odds would be better to hit two home runs.
You'd be right. It's
Is it by a big margin?
Yeah, 5-1. You're 5 times more likely to hit 2 home runs in a game than get hit by 2 pitches.
All right. So Joey Votto did something pretty special yesterday, getting hit by a pitch twice.
Taking it for the team, and they were both strikes.
Yeah. Yeah, he leaned into the pitch. Should have been a strike. Joe in California. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. 5'10", 180. I just wanted to come to your defense as a former Southern Ohioan myself. The greatest Southern rock band of all time is The Band from Canada. So how do your protégés handle that answer?
The Band?
Yeah, The Band from Canada. Yeah. Greatest Southern rock band out there.
Okay. Well, I would still say the Allman Brothers. I think they created the genre.
Southern Canada, The Band.
Yeah.
Yeah, Southern Canada.
I mean, Bob Dylan created the band, didn't he? It was Bob Dylan and the Band. Great band. Didn't know they were from Southern Canada, though.
Robbie Robertson.
Yeah, Robbie Robertson. Levon Helm, is he in there, too?
Their biggest hit ever, of course, is Up on Cripple Creek.
And who wrote Up on Cripple Creek?
The Band.
They did?
I don't know.
Isn't The Weight a big one?
Yeah, The Weight feels like that's bigger than Up on Cripple Creek.
Just on the Billboard.
She said to me, if I sprang a leak, she'd mend me. Howie in Florida. Hi, Howie. What's on your mind? By the way, Marvin's Cookout playlist. You can still vote on that, and we'll have that for you tomorrow. Hey, Howie.
Hey, got a couple things for you. Did anyone mention Marshall Tucker Band from the great city of Spartanburg, South Carolina?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep, and had a nickname for Wimbaya. How about Wim?
Wait.
I can't even say that. That's why I want a nickname.
Yeah. Dude, I'm with you, my man. Don't
Victor
Wimbaya.
The Greek freak was much easier than regular pronunciation. So I was going to go with the Wham Bam Man.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Howie. Yes, Paul.
I know a guy who's a linguist at a college,
yeah,
and he said there's certain names that we as Americans have trouble pronouncing because we didn't grow up pronouncing names with those general combinations of letters, like Adetokunbo for Giannis's last name.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't grow up with any names like that. We have to almost train our mouths to learn a new group of letters.
You train your eyes, and then you train your voice there, because you look at it and you go, that doesn't look right. There have been 27 games this season where a player has been hit by a pitch twice. This season, there have been 146 games when a player has hit at least 2 home runs in the same game. Okay. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Joe Louis defeated Max Schmeling in 2 rounds, 1939.
Mm-hmm.
1990, Blank became the first rock artist to perform at Yankee Stadium. 1990, Blank became the first rock artist to perform at Yankee Stadium. Who wants it?
I would say Elton John.
You're so close.
Billy Joel.
That's correct. I'm giving that to you because they performed together so often. Michelle Wie in 2003 won her first USGA event at the age of 13.
Mm.
Wow. 2016 is a good one. The NHL's League of Governors voted to expand to 31 teams. Las Vegas got the new team.
Mm.
Wow.
On this date, 1986, the hand of God. Diego Maradona. 1-0 lead over England. Argentina wins 2-1 and goes on to win the World Cup. And I think that's... Oh, by the way, on this date, 1997, Paulie, I'm shocked that you did not bring this up. John Kitna throws for 400 yards, 2 touchdowns to lead the Barcelona Dragons to a win over the Rhine Fire in the World Bowl 1997.
World Bowl.
It's too soon. You know how much I love my Rhine Fire.
Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. Todd, I'm going to start with you.
Lighting a candle and making a prayer at a church in Italy without donating money nullifies the prayer, especially on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, I know. I know. I felt bad. I still feel bad. That was like 2 months ago that happened. Seton O'Connor.
Jay Billis's ego justifiably way larger than J.J. Redick's.
Marvin.
Jay Billis says J.J. Redick doesn't wear a belt.
Paulie.
You're from the deep south of Ohio.
Yes, I am. Fritzel.
Jay Billis insists all the hype surrounding Victor Wembanyama is not made up. He's a can't-miss player and best prospect since LeBron James.
Discover credit cards do something awesome at the end of your first year. They automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything. Earn. Double. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms. Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. It's a meat Friday, And it's also Marvin's cookout playlist as well. Thanks for joining us. Our pleasure to serve you. Our starting lineup, we have no bench. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. Have a great day, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.